good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good morning.
Oh, thank you. How's everybody this morning? Yeah, I see everybody's got long sleeves on and a jacket. Is it a little chilly? Yeah. Today, it's a lot for you? Yeah, it is, isn't it? It is pretty chilly out there. Today's a big day, isn't it? What day is today? Sunday! Yeah! Sunday is always a big day! Yeah, it's an awesome day! Mm-hmm. There's a special game that's played today. Super Bowl, yeah. They call it Super Bowl Sunday. But we know that every day is a Super Sunday, isn't it? Yeah, it's the day that we come together and we hear God's word and we see each other and we learn and we pray and we sing and we dance. And it's a great day, isn't it? Sometimes we can forget just how special Sundays are because we do it every Sunday. And so it can kind of like become routine, right? Like, let me ask you a question. When December is starting to come near, we take out special things, like we take out lights, and we take out a manger with Jesus and Mary and Joseph, and we take out the star, and we take out the angels. And do you know what time of the year that is? Anybody want to help them out?
Christmas
time, we decorate the tree, right? Don't all the lights come out and everything looks nice and bright? And do you get excited when that comes out?
Yeah.
Do you get excited? Yeah. We get very excited. It's an exciting time. What would happen if you kept that up all the time? You never took down your Christmas tree. You never put away your major, what? You never put away your lights. They were always out all the time. Everything was up. What would happen next year when it came time for Christmas again? Would it seem special? What?
Well, it would be easier.
Oh, it would be easier, yes. Yeah, you are very smart there. You're very smart, yeah. Everyone here likes that answer, right? That was a good answer. Yeah, it would be easier. What else? Would it be a special? Like, what happens when it comes time to go get the tree or decorate the tree and put the lights up? Do you get excited at that time of the year?
Yeah,
absolutely. I know I get excited, right? We just love that time of the year. Well, there's a special Sunday that's going to be coming up soon, and that is Easter Sunday. And that's the day that we remember that after Jesus had suffered his death, he rose again. And we think of Sundays as little mini Easters, okay? Where Jesus, every Sunday we come together and we celebrate. So how do you make Easter on the day that we really remember Jesus' resurrection, how do we make that special? It's hard to make it special, isn't it? It's not hard to make it special. Oh, because some years it's on your birthday. Yeah, then it really is special. And do you want to know something, Derek? It's on my brother's birthday this year, on March 27th, yeah. But sometimes we can forget. So what we do in the church is we take things away so that when we bring them back for Easter, they're really special. And it's like, oh, and one of the things that we take away is saying the word Alleluia. Can you say that word?
Alleluia.
Say it really loud.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Try it. Alleluia. Do you know what that means? Praise God. Praise the Lord. And that is, Alleluia is a Greek word and a Latin word. It's translated Alleluia. Praise God. Let's hear it. Alleluia. Now, the Hebrew word is Hallelujah. So you kind of stick an H in front of it. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. How about hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And this is why we need to put it away for a while. Because we kind of get used to it. So do you see the word alleluia anywhere around here? Look up front. Right. Oh, yeah, you guys can't see it. But yes, it's right there. on the cloth that covers the Lord's table. It says, Alleluia. Guess what? We're taking that away after today. We're not going to get to see that anymore. We're going to put a different color up for the season of Lent, which we're going to come into beginning on Ash Wednesday. We're going to talk more about Lent. Now, do you see Alleluia anywhere on here? Look carefully. Tell me if you see it. Do you see it?
No.
Are you sure? Do you see it?
No.
I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure you don't see it. And you know something? That's correct. Because you are going to make a special banner today that says Alleluia, and you're going to draw all different things on here that represents new life, like butterflies and plants, and you can put the sun, and we're going to put Alleluia and Hallelujah, and we're going to decorate this today, and then we're going to put it away, and we're going to take it out on Easter Sunday. Now, how do you think we're going to put it away? We are going to put it in a cage on Ash Wednesday. We're going to dig up the dirt, God bless you, and we're going to bury it. That's how we're going to put it away. And yeah, what is right? That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to decorate it all. Then we're going to put it into a special case. We're going to put a Ziploc bag. We're going to dig up the ground. We're going to put it in the ground. We're going to bury it. And then when do you think we're going to take it out? On Easter Sunday, when we remember that Jesus is risen from the dead. And we're going to take it out. We're going to come early. We're going to dig it up, right? We're going to get it all out. We're going to open it up. And we're going to be coming all the way in here with it, singing Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And we're going to lay it right up there for everyone to see. Because it's going to become special again. I know. Isn't that awesome? I know. Spider-Man agrees. I mean, it's like totally awesome. Yeah. So you guys get to work on this banner today, which is really great. Mm-hmm. Yep, you get to work on it. So get your Alleluias out today because they're going to be going away. Can you get your Alleluias out? Like you're not going to say it for the next 40 days. Is that going to be a tough one for you?
No.
No. I like your honesty. Yeah. It's tough. You know, it's tough for me because, you know, last year during this time when we put the Alleluia away, all of a sudden we were getting ready to sing a song. And I said, oh, my gosh, there's a Hallelujah in there. Come on. I know. Yeah, I missed it. And so we had to change the words. Because you know what? We can't help sometimes but say, praise God. Right? Especially when something so wonderful happens. So let's pray together. Jesus, we can't help but say praises to you and thanks to you. And even though we may not say the word hallelujah or alleluia, we know that that is what's in our hearts when we praise you. And we heard that today as we sang our first song. So we're going to put that Alleluia away, not that we don't praise you, but so that when we bring it out on Easter Sunday, our voices may raise even louder as we remember that you are the reason that we are together again, you and us, because you love us so much that you, through Jesus, died and came back to life and was resurrected, so that we can have life with you.